Live from Orlando, I'm Stevie J, 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. It is Monday morning, and we are honored to have Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka with us. Before we start, let's go to the biggest story of the weekend, and certainly the biggest story in maybe this election season so far. Here's how it sounded on Saturday.
He's worked in Washington over the past 14 years, but you know what? In his heart is still Janesville, Wisconsin. Small town America still defines a great man like Paul Ryan.
The president has given us policies that have put our nation on a path to debt, doubt, despair, and decline. Here's the good news. We don't have to put up with this. We can turn this thing around. We can get ourselves back on the right track. He's going to divide the country to distract the country to try and win this election by default. Hope and change has now become attack and blame. You know what? We're not going to fall for it. You think the economy's heading in the right direction? You think we're getting our debt and deficit under control? You think the country's on the right track?
All right, that's how it sounded on Saturday. Mike Ditka, what do you think of Paul Ryan?
He's my guy. I like him. I like him. He says it like it is. You know, hope and change, you're right. There is no hope and change, guys. It's over, but... I think he's a tough guy, and I think that the way he uses words, I think he's right on target. I really do. I think the man is very, very smart. I think he's a great conservative, and I think he'll do a great job. Now, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be mudslinging galore in his campaign. I mean, it's already started with the Democrats. It's unbelievable. You know, they're talking about why he voted for this, and, you know, hey, the guy is a conservative, and he'll make a great vice president. He's done a great job in the Senate. So all I can tell you right now is that I like everything he said.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, it surprised me. I wasn't looking for him. I think he's a great mind. I think he works hard. It's kind of a, Steve, it's more not the charismatic guy, more the hard-working guy. He has a plan, Steve, and the Democrat strategy is attack him because he had the plan that they don't like. They don't even have a plan. Yeah. And actually, his plan's open for discussion, but they think it's radical because he doesn't want to spend as much money. It's very interesting because it's really going to make it a very distinct choice this year. And the president's first response was, here, if you want to go back to the crippling deficits of George Bush, then you vote for them. It's like crippling deficits. He's 4-1, Mike. 4-1.
But there's a lot of people who believe what he says. I mean, he's very glib about what he says, and they don't realize that it's an out-and-out lie. It's deceit. It's deceiving people, and that's what he's doing. But there are a lot of people who are unintelligent in my country who will listen to him and say, well, he must be right. Well, he's not right.
Steve, I hate to say it, but Mike's 100% right. Not only it's not true, the things that are being said, it's clearly manipulative propaganda, but there are a lot of people that eat it up. A lot of people.
So. All right, let me ask you, Johnny. Let me ask you, Mike. Let me just say, why are the Democrats giddy? Could you explain that, Johnny?
Well, because they can, in their minds, Paul Ryan is a radical, an absolute radical that can be painted as a scary guy. To them, someone who's actually going to cut spending is scary. So they think nobody's going to go with that. And we think the conservatives are pretty happy because they think here's a guy got some logical plans. If not, at least he's got a plan to start talking about, as opposed to no budget from Harry Reid. Obama couldn't get one passed yet, his fourth year as a president. But he's got a plan that might actually help. So the conservatives are happy, and the liberals think it's a bad choice. Mike, I think the liberals might be a little off on this one. They may be surprised.
I think they're way off on it, really. And I really like this guy because... he'll put the boxing gloves on. He'll spar with these guys. He'll spar the word game. He can play the word game with Obama or anybody else because he knows what he's talking about. And if you really look at what he's saying, it makes a whole lot of sense because unless we get rid of some of this debt and we stop this spending and we stop these austerity programs, government regulation, it's way too much. Government wasn't meant to have this place in everybody's life. They just weren't meant to do it. I mean, people are supposed to be able to exist on their own, and there are certain rules you have to live by, but not in every segment of our life.
I just, this is going to be, as Mike said, it's going to be incredibly dirty coming up this fall. It's going to be unbelievably back and forth. And again, isn't it more about what you can make people believe the other guy thinks versus what they really think?
I think that's true, Steve. I think that so many people hear. They hear, but they really don't understand. And what they hear, they go, okay, well, he said it. It must be true. Well, it's not true. I mean, these are out-and-out lies that are being said right now. And you know, you got a major problem when you lie like that. And you got a liberal media that doesn't take to task these people who do lie, including the President of the United States. And that's wrong. You go back, and how many years are you going to be in office, and you're going to keep blaming it on Bush? I mean, my God, it's ridiculous. I mean, when you've created three times the debt that Bush had, I mean, the administration for President Bush had, it's just incredible that people buy into any of this stuff because it's total bull.
It's very interesting time, Stevie. We've said that a lot, but it just never stops. And I think that was a great choice. It was a surprise to me. I probably would have went another route, but I think they've got a good chance, Mike. What do you think? What do you think? It's hard to handicap it these days with all the different variables.
You know, I think it's up to the American people, really. I mean, if you really want, if you think this country's going in the right direction, you want four more years of this stuff, then you're going to get it. I mean, you only get what you tolerate. And if that's what they're willing to tolerate, that's probably what they'll get. But it's really a shame that people can't discern and listen to the facts and then try to make a decision based on what's going on. You have a president that has zero record to run on, none. He has no record to run on. So when you don't have a record to run on, you got to attack the other guy's record, period, and anything he's ever done, whether it's Bain Capital or what, because you have no record to run on. You have done nothing in 4 years to make this country better or more respected in the world.
The last few times I've...
Johnny, I was going to say...
Yeah, Stevie J.
I was just going to say that if you want to, you know, help pay off the deficit, all you have to do is tell me there's going to be a series of four debates between Ryan and Biden. I'll pay $40 for each to watch that because I think Paul Ryan will be the smartest guy in the room in the entire election.
Well, I think the Democrats are a little bit. I got to give them credit for being smarter than to let Biden debate anybody. But if he's going to debate Ryan, he's not going to win.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think, and of course some of them think, you know, they'll watch any debate in the world and they'll say, yeah, well, they won big, you know, but you sit and watch the debate and it's like the facts and the points and the logic, it's just not even close.
Well, CNBC and stations like that, that's exactly what they'll say. Fox News is the only one that gives both sides of it, and they're honest.
All right, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, we're on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. I'm Stevie J, live from Orlando, Florida. I'm here this week for Grace, my daughter, who's in the Miss America Outstanding Teen Competition. I'll be reporting each morning from Orlando, Florida on this, and we're very excited to be here for this occasion. I want to say that I celebrated my 35th high school reunion on Saturday night, and Johnny, people say they listen to Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka all the time.
That's right, Mike. I'm a witness. So there you go.
Well, I hope they do. I really do, but I'm not sure they do. But if they do and they enjoy what we're saying, then I think we make some sense. I think we make a hell of a lot more sense than most of the politicians do. So maybe we ought to run for office, but I'm too old for it. But, Johnny, you ought to run for office.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. I've seen that arena, and it's a tough one. And it's getting worse, Mike. It's just not. It used to be a statesman. It used to have a lot of respect that goes with it. You know, they've got 11% of the country.
Politics is not about service anymore. And that's the problem, because that's all it should be about. You're serving the people who put you in office. And this is all about, you know, you wash my back, I wash your back. You help me in this bill, I'll help you on that bill. And these guys go there to make a lifetime career out of it. Now, that we don't have term limits on representatives in Congress and senators is ridiculous.
And that's a big problem. It's been killing us, and it still is. And it's always been a big point that was missed by the original Constitution founders. And it's too bad. It's too bad. If we just rotate it out and let these power bases disseminate and go away, we wouldn't have the kind of egos that we see in Washington. And we see it's getting worse and worse. Stevie, I'm telling you, it seems to be the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, absolutely. And then and I go back to one thing, guys. This is going to be an ugly this election. I mean, there's going to be some things thrown around and words thrown around. But I mean, it's going to be a hitting below the belt here.
Well, I mean, Mike, how bad do you think this thing can get?
Well, I mean, when you come out now, I mean, like I said, you got a major part of our media, which is the liberal media, CNBC, these stations, who won't tell the truth about what's being said. So when they don't tell the truth about it, there's a great segment of our society that listens and hears it. Well, they must be right. It's on TV. Well, it's not right.
All right, what about the Olympics? USA over China. I know it's just a medal count, guys, but, Johnny, I was happy we had more medals at the end of this thing.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the medals. I'm glad we got the most medals. But I'll tell you what, it's just a good event, and it's a shame we can't live like that more than just once every 4 years as a global community. But
Boy, that's so true, John. That's so true.
But I'll tell you, it was fun, and we're proud of our guys and gals, aren't we? I'll tell you, it's great to watch.
But you got to be proud of all those athletes from every country. I mean, what great athletes they were, and what a great job they did competing. I don't care where they were from the Ukraine or Russia or Nigeria or where. It's amazing the condition of some of those people and how they how talented they are. This guy Bolt is incredible. I mean,
can you believe that guy, Stevie?
No. He jogs faster than, well, of course, he walks faster than I can run at full speed.
I'll tell you, Steve.
Well, you know, to me, it looks like you're taking the regular racers from 10 years ago and just speeding up the tape. It just looks superhuman. It doesn't look real to me as fast as he is. All right, Mike, Monday Night Football, what game do we have?
Yeah, Raiders and Cowboys.
What about the Raiders, Cowboys, Mike? Who do you think? It's just a preseason. There's not much you can say. I mean, you just see a lot of different guys playing.
No, but the thing you want to do, John, which I don't see some of these teams doing, you've got to have some semblance of stability, execution, in and out of the huddle. The teams that do that best. I thought the Saints and Patriots played a pretty good game last week. And you got to see the teams that can do that. Now, you don't expect them to be in perfect form, execution-wise, on offense and defense. But there's got to be consistency to what you're doing. You want to avoid penalties. You want to make sure you can get your substitutes in and out on special teams. There's a lot of things that you work on in preseason. I didn't see any of the Bears game last week, but they didn't even start their quarterback. I mean, I don't know what you're saving him for, but you got to give him a couple series. I mean, it's crazy stuff. Luck had a pretty good start. Griffin had a good start.
Well, I think you got to play them a little bit more. Holy cow, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of timing, and you got to get – I mean, you can't get them too worried about it. But, you know, it's still first, second preseason game. I think they'll play a lot more than the last two.
In the third game, John, they usually play about a half. That's about it. And then the fourth game, they're going to play a lot of the people who are trying to make the team. There's no question about it. So it's really going to come down to probably if they played two or three series in the first game, they'll probably play five or six series in the second, and then they'll probably play into the – third quarter in the third game. That's what most people usually do. The fourth game, really, you're gonna look at all the people trying to make the football team.
Right, and there's a bunch of them. They still have 80 or 90 on the squad.
And plus the fourth game, you don't want to get any key injuries. Not that you can avoid it. If you're going to get one, you usually get it anyway.
Well, guys, we're going to leave it there. I really appreciate your time today. Coach will be watching Monday Night Football tonight. Can't wait to see you. You look fabulous on television. Johnny, always a pleasure, and we'll meet again on Friday.
Stevie, have fun in Orlando.
All right,
tell Gracie good luck.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
I guess John Kennedy had two really young kids. But in any event, more on that will be coming up next. Who is Paul Ryan, and what do you think of Mitt Romney's choice to be Vice President of the United States? 359-2255. Want to know what you think. We'll be back. Fox News in a minute.